We all put on an appearance. Every morning when we wake up and get ready for our day, before heading to school and work, off to meet friends and make new acquaintances. Some choose to change their looks with makeup or a new hairstyle. Others seek something more permanent, opting for plastic surgery or tattoos, modifications that can't be easily undone. But modest attire, smooth hair, and perfectly applied makeup are the golden mean of self-expression. It's what society deems appropriate, professional even. These are the people who get stuff done. As a leader in no less than a handful of organizations in high school, I know all about this. When you're vice president of Students Against Destructive Decisions, you're supposed to toe the line. When you're secretary of Future Business Leaders of America, you're supposed to wear the pumps. You can't tout the dangers of drinking and driving when you have purple hair. How can anyone focus on your business proposal if they're busy staring at your facial piercings? That's not what a straight-A student is supposed to look like. Definitely not someone who gets voted into the High School Hall of Fame, right? I wasn't supposed to have a revolving door policy when it came to hair color, and metal studs weren't supposed to be anywhere except my earlobes. I never realized just how baffling my appearance is until my mom came home from work with a funny story about her work friends. Ever the proud parent, she routinely shares my accomplishments with her coworkers. But when she showed them a picture of my little sister and I, they couldn't believe it. "That's the kid you've been talking about?" Taken aback, I think to myself, "Well, excuse me," and just shrug it off. What do they know? Fast forward to one of my first gigs as a staff reporter. What should we do about her nose ring? What does that have to do with my clips? Is this really necessary? Frustration builds, but stops short of acceptance. Jump to another newsroom. You might need to take your piercings out. "No, actually, no, I don't. You see my resume before you ever see my face, and that resume should speak for itself." And here I am, with several publications under my belt, piercings still intact and my hair now a faded red. Why do we correlate outward appearance with internal qualifications? Last time I checked, the color of my hair didn't affect my ability to write on deadline. The ring through my right nostril hasn't had an impact on my skills as an interviewer, and the tattoo on my foot didn't keep me from introducing myself to potential sources when I was a general assignment reporter. How I look hasn't hindered my ability to do my job and do it well. And every time someone doubts that, it only fuels my desire to prove him or her wrong. I'm one of those people who get stuff done, too, unconventional appearance and all.